Okay, Parshas Chayesara. The year is Tafshin. It's the first year that he's writing. He talks about Vayi Chayesara, as Rav Natanael talked about, just the Eish Kodesh wrote this in the Warsaw Ghetto. They found it after the Warsaw Ghetto, rolled up with other writings in a like a cylinder type thing with a letter on it, that whoever finds this, if there's any Jews left, please give it to the rabbinate of Warsaw, and if there's no Jews left in Europe, please give it back to my brother in Tel Aviv, because I know that Jews in Eretz Yisrael will be alive. And his brother is Rishaya Shapira. He was actually a very interesting chassid. They called him the Admor HaChalutz, the pioneer Admor, the pioneer Rebbe, who believed in building the at that time it was in the state of Israel, but building the land of Israel. And he went before the Holocaust to build the land of Israel. He said to give it to my brother. This is actually the writing of what he says to give to his brother.
Is this the same author as Chovas HaTamidim?
Yeah, for sure. Chovas HaTamidim is the only thing they wrote before the war that actually got published.
Yeah, that was the first one, and then Shlosh Ma'alarim, and then the third part was Uncovering the Warsaw Ghetto, wasn't it?
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of Sfar. There's a lot of Sfar.
There's
Achshar Zavreichim, Eish Kodesh, Derech HaMelech. Many, many Sfarim that were written by him.
Yeah.
It's Avaziruz, Mava Asharim. Okay, Vina Vina, so Vayish Chayesh Sara, Mea Shana, Vesim Shana, Vesheva Shanim, Shnei Chayesh Sara. So we have, these are the years of Sara, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, we all know the Josh of Rashi. And the Pasuk repeats, Shnei Chayesh Sara, these were the years of Sara. We have to understand what does this mean, Miram, is the fact that it repeats, it says, Shnei Chayesara. Shebecholat Tzidkanios, Haniskarev B'Torah Lonemer, Kolkach Gadlus Kamal Sara. And all the Tzidkanios that lived throughout the Torah, all the Imos and all the other Tzidkanios, they didn't give as much praise as they gave Sara. Vodze Yosef Pelosh, Gam Avram Avinu Shnei Amar, Gamkin Shana B'Klal B'Klal. Also by Avram Avinu, it says 100 years and then 20 years. And it goes. How many years he lived? 100 years, and then 70 years, and then 5 years. The same thing as Sarah. However, what doesn't it do by Avram? Mikol makom lo chazar pasuk pam bet. It doesn't say Shnei Chayei Avram. Lomar Shnei Chayei Avram kamo Sarah l'ram shekul and shav natova. What does Rashi say? Why does it repeat itself and say Shnei Chayei Sarah? These are the years of Sarah. Shekul and shav natova. All of them were equal in goodness. All of them were equal in goodness. What does this mean, all of them equal? And wasn't all of it equal in goodness? Why did Sarah remain a Zohar to this idea of Shnei Chayei Sarah, that all of it was in goodness? And he quotes now from the Mor B'Shemesh. This was his, somewhere along the lineage, his great-grandfather, the Mor B'Shemesh B'Resh, Parz Ve'eiro, Me'arav HaKadosh, Isha Lukim, Moreno HaRav, Menachem Mendel, Zatzukal Merimenov. Ah, the Menachem Tzion. Rav Natan was talking about going to Rimenov, so this is Torah from the Rimenov. To go to Rimenov and not know who the Menachem Tzion is a crime. It's a crime. Ala Gemara Ne'emar Bris B'Melech V'Ne'emar Bris B'Yisurin. It says Bris in two places. It says Bris by salt, and it also says Bris by Yisurin, by pain, by suffering. Ma Melech, so it's a connection between the two Brises. Ma Melech Mimetaket Abasar Af Yisurin Mirakin HaKol Avonu Shel Adam. Right, the Bris B'Melech, the Bris of salt. What's a bris of salt? That the salt makes basar taste good. It brings out the taste of basar. So to Yisurin, suffering for man, believe it or not, brings out the best in a man. It brings out the strength in a man. Dahainu ma melech ma most of Yosef Mikshir, but in melech, if you put too much, you destroy the taste. You destroy. There's too much taste coming out of it. It's too much salt. It doesn't taste good. You have to know how much melech to put on your meat. So too, when it comes to the yisurin, it has to be the exact... Yisurin can break us easily. Suffering can break us easily. It has to be exact, and not enough suffering is just no, we're not getting the message. It has to be the exact amount of suffering, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to know the exact amount of suffering, what to give us in order for us to kiviyachol to taste better, for us to enhance our lives. Surin's not a pashut thing. It has to be perfect, just like the salt has to be perfect on the meat. V'hainu Rashi, Perish v'lama nismicha misa sara lakidis Yitzchak. So Rashi asks, so keep that in mind about the bris of Melech, that not too much suffering breaks us. Just like too much salt breaks, it makes a piece of meat bad. So Rashi says, why was the Misa Sar next to Akedah Yitzchak? Shai de Besuras Akedah Shin is Namen Banu Neshchita. That through the news of the Akedah, that she heard that my son was almost about to be shechted, she couldn't handle this Besura, even though that he lived in again. She couldn't handle the Besura and she died. She died from the Besura of that my son almost died. Hainu Shemoshu Rabbeinu Raya Mehem No Samach Misa Sar Lakei Des Yitzchak Kedil Ham Mitzvov Ba'adeinu Laharis Shai De Yisurim Chas V'Chalila Yosim Midai Ma Nase Shepocha Nishmasa Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka Put Sar Yimeinu right next to the Akedah. Why? To show us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you give us too much suffering, if you give us too much, we can't handle it. And Porcha Nishmasa, look, Sar Yimeinu, the great Sar Yimeinu died from it. We know she's just a tzaddikus, that she was like, when she was 20 years old, she was like 7 years to chet, 20 years old to, there was no chet by Sarah, nothing. She was such a tzaddikus. Despite about the big tzaddik she was, she wasn't able to handle this besura that my son was about to die. She died from it. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol Shekein, we can't handle it. If Sar Yimeinu can't handle such suffering, we can't handle such suffering. If this suffering can break Sarah, just the Besura that her son was about to die, and it broke her, so too, Kol Shekein Anachnu, we can't handle so much suffering. You have to understand, he's saying this in the words of Gedi, he knows what's going on. He didn't lose any family members yet, but he knows things are going on. He knows destruction. The Morish Shechor and the Jewish people came already. He's already seen it. He's happened to say it's not regular Torah. He's saying it's Shal Shudis in the Warsaw Ghetto. Od ef shalom ma shigam sorry menu atzma shenid no kol kach liba maisa akeda shebuch nishmasa tovi sol asta leros Hashem ich yev shar. And we can say even further that sorry menu dafka died. She died. She didn't have to die. She was stronger than that. But she died because she knew she wanted mamlet tov and amisol. And Hashem says, what's with my people? They break so easily. So he said, look, sorry, man, she also broke. And she's saying, Hashem, v'afilu b'misha machlas Hashem nishar chai, gamach yisuv, mikom mokom chelke kocho mochu, ruchu nishbar, v'nav de menu, mali kotle kule, mali kotle palge, meaning, we can't handle so much suffering. Sorry, man, who led the way, and says, they can't, my children. And when she's talking about my children, she's not only talking about Yitzchak, she's talking about all of my children throughout history. They can't handle so much suffering. I'm going to die for them. I'm going to die for them to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't give us so much Yisur. Now we understand Shnei Chayei Sara. Shilchori Chata Sara Neged Shar Shnosei Asher Lo Lechiyos Bam Lo Lechokol Koch Haliba Maisei. We may think that the end of Sara's life is a tragic anti-tzadik. That's not a tzadikus. She wasn't strong. She gave up and she died just because she heard that her son almost died. Aval Kev and Shil Tov and Shisora lost her but she did it for the good of Am Yisrael. She died for the good of Am Yisrael to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can't take so much pain. They can't hold up. So that's why it says Shnei Chayei Sara Shekul and Shavu Latova. All of her days of her life, even that last moment when she looked weak and died, that was the greatest part of Sara. That was Shekul and Shavu Latova, that she was able to give up her life to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my children can't handle the pain. Too much salt is not good for the meat. Just like too much Yisurin, it will break us. Hainush Nosel Shachar Kuf Chav Zayin. He should save us. This is b'mehira beruchnius v'gufonius b'chasadim negalim. He should bring the chasadim negalim. Big question is, we know the end of the story. But the end of the story really is that we're here. Like Rav Jake said, you can look at the end of the story and say 6 million died. But you can look at the end of the story that the Eish Kodesh is alive more now than he ever was. So was there Yeshua b'mehira beruchnius v'gufonius? Not for him, but for the neshama of the Eish Kodesh and for the neshama of the tzaddikim, they're coming stronger now than ever, and So we see that Sari Menu took one for Am Yisrael to take the death of just the Besura. Because there's just so much Yisrael we can handle in this world. Please, don't break us.